USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police in Colorado are reporting a gunman shot dead six people and then himself at a birthday party in Colorado Springs on Sunday. The suspect, a boyfriend of one of the female victims, drove to the residence, walked inside, and began shooting before taking his own life. A motive for the attack is not known. The victims were all adults, but a number of children were present at the time. Republican lawmakers appear poised to remove Congresswoman Liz Cheney from the third highest leadership post within the party. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives could vote as early as Wednesday. Horse trainer Bob Baffert, who won a record-setting 7th Kentucky Derby with Medina Spirit this month, on Sunday said the Dark Bay colt had failed a post-race drug test. Baffert said a post-race sample provided by Medina Spirit had tested positive for 21 picograms of the anti-inflammatory drug betamethasone. Churchill Downs officials say they'll await the conclusion of an investigation before taking further steps. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hackers infiltrate a pipeline operator with ransomware, and repercussions will be affecting every American. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Biden administration officials are working with the operator of Colonial Pipeline, a top U.S. fuel pipeline in Georgia that serves a large part of the East Coast.
The president was briefed yesterday. It's an all-hands-on-deck effort right now, and we are working closely with the company, state and local officials to, you know, make sure that they get back up to normal operations as quickly as possible, and there aren't disruptions in supply.
Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo on CBS's Face the Nation. A ransomware attack has taken the pipeline offline. Colonial operates a network of more than 5,500 miles of pipeline from Texas to New Jersey, transporting about 2.5 million barrels per day of gasoline and other fuels that serve customers, including major U.S. airports.
Colonial Pipeline is a subsidiary of Bengal Pipeline Company, LLC. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The country of Colombia has big problems. The people and government have been clashing for several weeks. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Protests have racked Colombia for the last 2 weeks after President Iván Duque proposed a tax hike meant to help the government deal with the financial strain from the COVID pandemic. Duque withdrew the proposal after unrest began and the country's finance minister resigned, but the protests have continued. At least 30 people have been killed and more than 900 injured in clashes between protesters and the police over the last 10 days. Former American Ambassador to Colombia, Kevin Whitaker, explained to CBS News why the violence has continued despite the withdrawal of the president's controversial tax plan.
Colombia experienced a 7% decline in GDP in 2020, and that has gravely affected government revenues, which are used for a variety of purposes, obviously. But in addition to that, you have the great dislocation caused by the pandemic. Colombia has been hurt disproportionately or worse than some of its neighbors in the region. And so you have an accumulation of anger and dissent that are related to both elements, which manifested themselves in these demonstrations.
Colombia recognizes 68 different languages for its 50.5 million citizens. A string of lights that floated across the night sky in parts of the United States last week had some people wondering if it was a fleet of UFOs. The train of lights was actually a series of relatively low-flying satellites launched by SpaceX as part of the Starlink internet service. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.